Today is the 15th of March, 2023. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget the Walking the Way prayer book, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way, you want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Loving God, you exist from eternity to eternity. And you're not at one time in any single place because all time and all place is in you. And I want to understand my destiny as a child of yours. Here I stand, Lord, weak, frail, amidst the immensities of nature. But I'm blessed by you, Lord God. Blessed that you made me in your own likeness, and that you've breathed the spirit of your own life into me. Within this poor body, you've set the spirit that is similar to your own spirit. Within this corruptible body, you have planted incorruption. And within this mortality, immortality. And so from the little room and the short hour that I can lift my mind beyond all time and space to you, I give you thanks. Because you raised our Lord Jesus from the dead and set him at your right hand in glory everlasting. And I thank you for this hope of immortality, with which through many ages you've encouraged your saints, which you've sealed through the same Jesus Christ who is our Lord. Amen. 2 Samuel 9 verse 1. And David said, "Is there anyone left in the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" It's an interesting one, this, because David's been a king for a while when he asks about the descendants of Saul. And we know this because the focus of today's account was Mephibosheth, who was Ishbosheth's son, and who, when David came to power, was a small boy. And by the time he comes to David, he has a child of his own. So there's a period of time between when Ishbosheth is killed and Mephibosheth gets crippled, and the time when he comes to David. We don't know how long it took for David to remember about his promise to Jonathan, but here he is now fulfilling his oath, and it's definitely a case of better late than never. Our lives are full of commitments, and they're full of deadlines, and sometimes life just gets in the way. Is it any wonder that occasionally we slip up? Forget the promises that we've made. But here's what I gleaned from our story today. David remembered. He remembered and took action. Very gracious, generous action. And maybe if we're in a situation like that, where we recognize that we've dropped the ball, we should act to fulfill our promises, even if they're years late. Because it's a sign of our integrity and a commitment to truth that comes from being rooted in God. And I think it demonstrates the timeless nature of commitment and promise. And in a way, I think it reflects the timeless, patient nature of God, who may not answer in the time frame we choose, but he will always come through. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center our thoughts on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 9.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. For the final time this week, our Bible readings are taken from the English Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 9. And David said, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul, whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David, and the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I am your servant." And the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." The king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel of Lodabar." Then King David sent and brought him into the house of Machir, the son of Amiel at Lodabar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard as a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. You and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce, that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table, like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. We're going to have our second piece of music. Just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read in our passage in Samuel today. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our neighbours. Let's pray, shall we? God, we ask for a flourishing community, where neighbours learn to love each other and come to know Jesus. We pray we can be good stewards of your love to each of our neighbours. We ask that you will help us to learn from our community, and it may be a place where all are welcome. Father, we ask for healthy, thriving relationships between neighbours. We pray that different cultures will be understood and that we would all care for each other in our neighbourhoods. We pray that all neighbours would celebrate the diversity of your people, just as you affirm and love each one of us. And so, Father, accept our prayers as we pray for our neighbours. In the name of him who became neighbours to us all. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.